Now, the beauty of these DIY kitchens arrive direct from the factory in solid units with the drawers already fitted and the metal mechanisms, so there's no messing around with you trying to put together a flat pack. If it's the first time you're fitting a kitchen, this really helps. A rigid kitchen is much easier to install. Your kitchen will arrive with a technical fitting guide, which sets out all the information you need to fit your new kitchen. Always start by placing your corner unit into the corner of your room. Then you can pull your next base unit tight up against it. Then follow by fitting any other base unit. These can be used as a guide for fitting the wall units. The tall unit will act as the top height for fitting your wall units. You can also ensure that your wall units line up with the base units below. When you start to level the base units, always work from the lowest point. Level this unit first and then use it as a guide to fit the rest of your kitchen. So now your base units are perfectly level, you're ready to cover the legs up by using a plinth. As you can see, I've screwed these brackets on the bottom. They simply clip around the legs, holding it into position. Now, of course, if your floor was uneven, you can always scrape the bottom of that to suit. All wall units from DIYkitchens.com come pre-fitted with concealed, fully adjustable wall hanging brackets. Now, always refer to your technical guide for the position of your back wall plates. Once you've got them screwed and leveled into position, you can simply lift your unit on. That will take the weight of them. You can then adjust the position of the wall unit using the two cam adjustable screws. Once you're happy, just pop in the covers for a neat finish. Your kitchen will be delivered with a fittings box. Clamp the units together in place and drill through both cabinet end panels. Then lock in place by tightening the carcass connectors. Now, fitting your cornices to the top of the unit and your pelmets to the bottom are the final stages of the kitchen installation. It's very important that these are done correctly. The corners must be mitered at a 45 degree angle and then using the correct glue to stick them together. Don't forget, measure twice, cut once. DIY Kitchens aim to make the installation of your new kitchen run as smoothly as possible. Pre-fit as many components as you require in the manufacturing stage, only using the very best fixtures and fittings.